Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
That war rocket Ajax to bring back his body.
Everybody, and welcome to a very special miniature, bite-size, fun-size, tiny edition of War Rocket Ajax. This is usually the internet's most destructive comic book and pop culture podcast, but today it will be among the shortest. And we are your hosts. My name is Chris Sims. With me, as always, is Mr. Matt Wilson. Matt, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was full of food and very enjoyable. I saw some family. I saw some friends over the weekend. It was a good time. Chris, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving as well.
I had a very nice Thanksgiving. This was the first time in a while where I didn't have to do any work. I wasn't on any really tight deadlines. I was able to kind of take the day off and spend it with Aiden and with my mom. And I had a nice time training my Pokemon, which is what I did for most of it.
That's good to hear. I took advantage of some PlayStation sales, for sure, over Thanksgiving.
Oh, weekend. I did too. I have been just rocking and rolling right through Just Cause 3, finally.
I picked up Just Cause 3. I picked up the Batman Telltale game, which I want to get going on. That's a game series that Marlene and I, or the Telltale games, Marlene and I often put them together or play them together. And so we might play through that Batman game together. And when I say play it together, I'll work the controller and then we'll just make the decisions at the same time, or we'll decide on like dialogue choices and stuff, which is kind of fun.
You're going to be like Inside Out, but for Batman, but it's you and Marlene.
That's right. We're the plush toys in Batman's head.
I gotta say, whenever I think of Batman, I feel like you can divide Batman's personality into two halves.
A Marlene and a
There's
Matt.
There's the Marlene side and the Matt side.
Yep. And then Doom was like $18 and a flash sale on Saturday. So I picked that up. So I've got lots of games to play over the holidays if I can find the time to do that. I'm sure folks will be hearing about those in checks and rec segments to come, most likely. But yeah, it was a really enjoyable weekend, really enjoyable Thanksgiving. To all our listeners who are in the United States, we hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And you got to eat some food, spend some time with some people you like, and not be stressed out. Those are the things I think we all want most on Thanksgiving. Chris, I think in the spirit of the holiday, even though it's the ghost of Thanksgiving was 4 days ago, I think in the past we've done a little bit of what we're thankful for here on the show, and I think we can do that here. So, Chris, what is it that you're feeling thankful for this year?
Well, Matt, there's a lot that I am thankful for. I'm thankful for Aiden, obviously. I'm thankful for you. I texted you on Thanksgiving and said I was thankful for you, buddy.
Yes, and I said right back at you.
And, you know, I'm thankful for our listeners and for the show and the nice responses that we get and the people who appreciate what we're doing. So, you know, all the serious stuff is there. Mainly I'm thankful that you can ride around on a Machamp in Pokemon Moon, and he will literally carry you like you would carry a baby. That's like the number one thing I'm thankful for right now.
I think that's very, very strong. Some very strong thanks.
Let's see. I'm thankful for Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the actor, but not The Rock, the wrestler.
Fair.
Cause I saw Moana on Friday. It was very good. We're going to have to have an extended checks and recs section when we come back
for all the stuff we did during the 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we've weirdly done like a bunch. Yeah, you know, what are you thankful for, Matt?
Well, I'm thankful, as you know, as you said, you're thankful for me. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for Marlene. I'm thankful for family that I have around and friends that I get to see with regularity. And I'm thankful for our fans. I am thankful for the people who make doing this show worth it and who give us such great material to work with on the show, whether it be, you know, listener questions for our guests or Every Story Ever lists or panel president lists or listener questions, you know, all that stuff. Those segments are good because our listeners send us great stuff to work with. And, you know, beyond that, I'm thankful for people who support us on Patreon. I'm thankful for, you know, all the many different types of support we've gotten from people who like the show over the years. But more than anything, I'm just thankful for that people listen, that they like the show, that they like us enough to ask us questions that are incisive and insightful, and that, you know, really get to who we are and what we like, that are tailored to us and help and give us great material to work with. I'm thankful for Stone Cold HCC and his weird ass questions.
I think this, in the spirit of the season, I think we can all agree that we're thankful for Stone Cold HCC, who I never want to know who it is.
Yeah, and that
just, I want to reaffirm that I never want to know
that weird as hell X-Men comic he made.
The thing was that was a thing of beauty.
It was one of the highlights of the year for me, seeing that comic. And but it's not just Stone Cold HCC. It's everybody else who made specific Twitter accounts based on stuff we said on the show.
Are you talking about Not Mandalorian?
I'm talking about Not Mandalorian. I'm talking about Nice Namor. There were
talking about Fuckable Jughead.
I'm talking about Fuckable Jughead. There was a run of several weeks that people were making those accounts every week, and it was enjoyable every single time.
Here's a true fact. Fuckable Jughead asks Ask Chris questions almost every week, and I don't think Fuckable Jughead knows that I cannot ever put Fuckable Jughead on Comics Alliance. I cannot put that Twitter name.
Yeah, you cannot put Fuckable Jughead's name on Twitter.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think that was a really fun couple weeks when that was happening.
But to bring it all together, I'm thankful that there is a community of people who like this show who can help us make it what it is and help us make it something more than it would have been if it had just been us doing this show every week. And so I say thank you to the fans. We say thank you to the fans every week when we do our Patreon thanks. But I just want to let you guys know, because you guys also have done this wonderful thing where you'll let us know on Tumblr how much this show means to you and how much this show helps you get through tough times or through a boring work day or through a long commute or whatever it is that you listen to this show to sort of help you get through some of the more difficult stuff in your life or the stuff you don't want to do. And that gives us a reason to keep going, and we want to give you guys a reason or our thanks for making this so much fun.
Yeah, and it's everybody out there who's putting up with our smart-ass Tumblr question answers and having fun with us on that and taking those in the spirit that they're given, too. That is a very that's a very important thing to both of us, I think. I know, in fact. And that's why we kind of wanted to to do the little bite-size episode. Because for those of you who aren't in America and you don't know, if you're a longtime Ajax listener, you probably know that we record the show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern every Thursday night. If you don't know, Thanksgiving is the holiday that's always on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's the holiday we take off for the show.
We used to take off more holidays. Ever since we started Patreon, I think we've felt like it's worthwhile to try to do a show every week. But yeah, Thanksgiving being on Thursday makes it tough to do an episode that week. But we wanted to give the listeners a little something this week. We'll probably also take a little time off around the end of the year, maybe the very last week of the year. But we'll get around to figuring that out. We also have to figure out what we're going to do for our Christmas episode.
We do. I think this might be I don't know if we've ever gotten past a Thanksgiving and had no idea what we were going to do for Christmas.
We'll pull it together. I have no doubt about that.
Matt, I think we got to put on a show.
We may have to put on a show. Huh. Anyway, you guys are going to get something besides this shorter episode today, because the Every Story Ever special is going to be going up a little later this afternoon. We wanted to give you guys that on the Monday that a show would normally be going up, so that you have that to listen to. It's a good one. I really like the Every Story Ever special we did for November. So that's coming your way very shortly. We hope you enjoy it. Chris, we've given thanks. We've both probably eaten more than our share this weekend. Any parting thoughts before we head on off down that dusty trail and tell everybody see you next week?
Right before we catch your ass down the road.
That's right.
A couple things, Matt. I stubbed the shit out of my toe on Thanksgiving Day.
I guess that's one of those things where you have to tell yourself that you're thankful that you have the ability to walk.
I mean, look, I just kind of wanted to complain about it for a little bit, but okay, if you're gonna...
Look, I'm trying to find silver linings.
No, this was... Do you remember that time that I jammed my toe at MMA and complained about it for, like, 3 weeks?
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, this is, like, that bad, and all I did was kind of shuffle into the wall while I was trying to throw something away. I think I Snapchatted you a picture of it. There's like, it's gross, dude. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital
It was rather purple.
Yeah, it's like super purple. So there's that. Also, if people are wanting something a little more from, not you yet, but for me, Allison Stock and I started a new podcast that's a spinoff of Sailor Business called Xena Warrior Business. And the Zero episode of that show is out. I think we're going to be doing that one bi-weekly. We watched for our Zero episode, the 3-episode arc on Hercules, the Legendary Journeys that introduces Xena, the Warrior Princess. Allison has been a guest on Sailor Business a couple times, and she's fantastic. She's also an assistant editor at Marvel. So if you want to watch and listen to us, talk about Xena Warrior Princess, a show that I deeply love, then definitely check that out. Give that a shot today. And that way we're not shirking our commute duties.
Our commuties.
Exactly. Now, Matt, I'm going to put you on the spot here, cause I know you're not going to edit this.
Okay.
Cause it's literally Sunday night.
I know that you
are A, not interested in Sailor Moon, and B, that we do not have men as guests on Sailor Business.
Right.
But Allison wants to open the door on Xena Business, and I think our rule is that we are prioritizing women, particularly queer women, on that show, but we are going to have gentlemen as well. Would you like to be on Xena Warrior Business at some point?
I do have a book coming out in June, so yeah.
All right. Let's do that then. Let's do that.
Done and done. Done and dusted. One last thing before we wrap up, and this is a new twist that occurred just before we started recording, Chris. Friend of the show, Daniel Kibblesmith, sent me a tweet earlier tonight. It was actually directed at myself and Chip Zdarsky.
Okay.
Because he wanted to know if either of us would be attending an event that is scheduled for June 21st through the 24th, which would be the weekend after HeroesCon.
Okay.
Here in Asheville. It's called the 17th Garfield Gathering Collectors Convention.
Oh my god.
And I kind of feel like I have to go. Just to see what it is.
I feel like if you go, I have to go.
Now, here's the thing. It moves around, apparently. There are images for the 2015 Garfield Gathering Collectors Convention. It was in Kansas City, okay? I don't know where it's been in previous years, but the 2015 was in Kansas City. I suspect it was in other cities previous years. So this is our one chance to go to the 2017 Garfield Gathering in Asheville. Now here's a weird thing. The Kansas City Garfield Gathering, which was in 2015, I don't know where it was in 2016.
The gathering of the Juggalodies.
Correct. The image for that one
deserved more than it got. I just wanna say that.
I'm sorry. It was good. I acknowledge that it was good. Oh, in 2011, it was in Long Island. I have that.
Okay.
The 2015 Garfield Gathering, the image that goes along with it is of Garfield at a grill flipping ribs. Okay? Now, that's not what Kansas City barbecue is.
No.
But it's an attempt to play into Kansas City barbecue, right?
Mm-hmm.
The image for the 2017 Garfield Gathering Collectors Convention is Garfield with like a pair of little round, almost like Teddy Roosevelt style Pez-Nez glasses, with his arms folded up. It looks like he's holding a cane of some kind, and he's inside a Christmas wreath.
What?
This thing's in June. Here, I'm sending you the link to the Facebook page right now.
Yeah, I'm doing some independent research over here.
Just imagine going to an entire convention that is this confusing.
I don't have to imagine that, Matt. I can live that.
We're gonna do it.
But yeah, we're obviously gonna do it.
All right.
Maybe that'll be where my honeymoon is.
So stay tuned in June for us going to HeroesCon, and then the following weekend going to the Garfield Gathering Collectors Convention. All right, I think that's enough for this Thanksgiving episode, Chris.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Again, thank you for what is – I just saw it, Matt.
It's in June.
Is this like the only? Is this the only like art they could get from Paws Incorporated? Because he's clearly Ebenezer Scrooge, right? This is clearly Garfield as Ebenezer Scrooge.
It seems like it, but it's a weird version of Ebenezer Scrooge. He's wearing like a jean jacket.
Okay, here is my favorite thing about this. There is a comment on here that says, hope to be there. And then there's a comment right under that that says, all caps, don't just hope, plan to be there. Make your reservations now and be there. Save your money and plan to be there.
There's also a comment that asks, will Jim Davis be there?
Jim Davis will not be there.
The answer is, he never has, except the 25th birthday. Hope he can make it for the 40th birthday if we have one then.
Do they mean the birthday of Garfield?
I think they mean the 25th. Well, there wasn't a 25th annual convention because this is the 17th. So
well,
I do not know.
This convention, here's another reason that we have to go. This convention only happens every other year.
Apparently there just wasn't a 2016. No, you're right. It does happen every other year. There was a 2011, a 2013, a 2015, and there's a 2017. It doesn't happen on even numbered years. So we absolutely have to do this.
Yeah. Oh my God, in 2008, though, it was at Dollywood.
Oh boy. Well, but it was on an even numbered year.
But it has since stopped. It has since stopped.
Everything about this thing is confusing.
There's a 2012. Oh my God, I can't wait to go.
We are going.
Matt, I'm planning to be there.
Oh yeah, 2012 was in Des Moines. I don't get it. But it's in Asheville. It's at the Clarion Inn Asheville Airport.
Matt, have you seen the 2012 Garfield Gathering logo?
I haven't seen the logo for it. I've only seen where it was held.
Okay, hold the phone. I'm about to send you a link, and I want your reaction to this.
This Thanksgiving special episode went in a really interesting direction.
Look, we got real serious. Now we're getting a little weird. Please click on that link I just sent you.
Okay. I'm excited about this. It's okay. He has a witch cauldron. He's wearing a witch hat and he has a witch cauldron.
Yeah. Okay. So a comment on this photo, which is Garfield as a witch stirring a cauldron under a crescent moon for the 14th annual Garfield Gathering in Des Moines, Iowa, says that the convention that year was Halloween themed.
So is this one Christmas themed?
This one must be Christmas themed.
Every new thing we find out about this convention is another reason we should go.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so happy. I can't wait. Can we get a table?
Probably not. I'll look into it. Okay.
God, I want to go to this. I want to go to this so fucking bad.
I wonder if there's more than just a Facebook page. If there's like a website we could go. We're going to research it.
If you are involved, if by some miracle you are involved with the Garfield Gathering Collector Convention, get in touch. Because I swear to you, we're not going to be mean. I'm so excited about this.
We will show up and be the most excited people there.
Look, I've seen a lot of pictures. I do not think we will be the most excited people there, but we will definitely be excited.
Okay, I think that's probably a more achievable goal. But
all right.
We will be very excited to be there.
Okay, so that does it, everybody. We're going to put an end to this little bite-sized episode. Again, thanks for taking 20 minutes out of your day for this weird little episode. We will be back next week. We've actually got some really great guests lined up going forward into December. It's going to be really awesome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for supporting the show, however you support it, which includes just listening to it and interacting with us or anything that you do. We thank you genuinely for that. Matt, how we do on this? Letter grade it.
S rank, S plus.
Oh, that's 315 and a half, or 331 and a half in a row. S rank. Amazing. Have a great week, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
Yeah!